Okay, so quick review. So we have Machlokes Shem Beisal about when you have Kiddush, so you have two brachas. You have the bracha on the Yayin and the bracha on the Yom. Okay? Not being specific about the order. So the Machlokes is which one do you do first? So Beis Shammai says, first you do the bracha on the Yom, then you do the bracha on the Yayin. Okay? And Beisal is opposite, the way we do it. First the Berperi Gaf and then the Yom. So Beis Shammai gives two reasons. His first reason is because the yom is goreim the yayin. Why are you drinking yayin now before the meal? Because of kiddush. Because of the kiddush hayom. You have to do kiddush hayom. Kiddush hayom is mechayev and yayin. So really, what's primary here? What's primary here is the kiddush. And the yayin is coming because of that. So if that's the case, so he says the yom comes first and then kiddush. Secondly, he says, that because in time, practically, what presents itself to you first? The Yom. Because right when the Yom comes in, you have to make Kiddush. And the Yayin isn't until you pour the Yayin in front of you on the Shulchan. Until the Yayin's in front of you, which isn't until later. Okay? So therefore, it's just like that which comes to you first, so too you should make the Bracha first. Right? That's what the Rashbam said. Okay, so we asked the question. We said, first of all, why do you need two reasons? Just a generic question. What's wrong with the first reason? The first reason sounds pretty convincing. Why do you have to come and give another reason? And more significantly, I'd say, is that the second reason sounds like it's really a repetition. Because why is it that the yayin comes after the wine? Why is it that the yayin is after the wine in time? Isn't it because the yom is what causes the yayin? It's because of the causation. It's just a practical manifestation of this causation is going to be that in time the yom is going to precede the ayin. But that's not a new conceptual thing. It seems to be just a repetition of the same for the first thing, just looking at a different angle, right? Okay, that was first two questions. So that's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says the more difficult reason. Beis Shammai makes sense except for the fact that his second reason sounds superfluous, right? Okay, but Beis Hillel is the more difficult sheet, because he says, no. First of all, he says, you're telling me the yom causes the yayin. It's not true. The yayin causes the yom. The yayin causes the yom. Why? Because he says, if you don't have yayin, so you're not going to do kiddush. And now, of course, you'll do kiddush with dvarim, you'll do kiddush in tefillah or whatever, but you're not going to do kiddush on the yayin. Or pas, right? If you don't have the yayin or the pas, you're not going to do it. So he says, really, the cause is the yayin. Right? So we said, that's very difficult. Because we said, like David gave an example. It says, let's say you say you have a surgery. So a surgery uses a scalpel. So you say, every surgery has a scalpel. You use a scalpel to do surgery. So you'd say, what causes what? Does a surgery cause a scalpel or a scalpel cause a surgery? So you'd say, well, the surgery causes a scalpel. Because that's why do you have a scalpel? Because of surgery. But you can't argue, well, since if you didn't have a scalpel, therefore you wouldn't do surgery. Therefore, the scalpel is the cause. That's not the cause. That's just practically a necessary way to do surgery. But that's not causation. The causation is really the one which is the mechayev of the whole thing. And the mechayev of the whole thing in this case is the kiddush. You're making kiddush hayom. You're not just drinking wine. So it's true that the kiddush could only be accomplished through yayin, but that doesn't make it the cause. But Basil says, no, it's goreim the yayin. It's goreim the kiddush at the yomer. So it just sounds like it sounds forced. It sounds like a forced retort. Okay? That's the first question. And then Beis Hillel says, Dabar Acher, he says, because Tadir Shein Tadir Kodem. Okay? So he says, because the Yayin is more Tadir than Kiddush. So therefore, you make the Baruch on the Yayin more, you make the Dabar on the Yayin first. So Mor says, why does Beis Hillel need a Dabar Acher? Right? So he says, I'll tell you why. Because Beis Shammai, you'll say, Beis Shammai has two reasons, Beis Hillel only has one. So he says, no, I also got two. Okay, and the question is, what's the deal with that? I mean, I guess define how does Tadir Shein Tadir work into this mix, right. And also what kind of it sounds funny. I mean, he only had two, he only had one. Yeah, it's a good reason. It's a good reason. I mean, one good reason could beat out two bad reasons. I mean, it's a good reason. It's a good reason. Like what's just like a funny back and forth there, you know? So these are the problems. Okay, maybe just the first. I mean, a lot of problems here. You know, a lot of issues. Maybe just to take it step by step. Is could we first define the easiest thing that in the whole segment? Is what's this Beis Shammai's first idea? No. Right? I mean, the Beis Shammai's first idea that the Yayin, that the Kiddush, the Yom is goreim the Yayin. Right? So maybe it just gets explained. In what sense is that? And what's that concept? So similar to what they were saying, the simple idea is that the Kiddush, the Yom, is giving Shavach on the Yom. You know, that's the Kaddish the Yom. Right? But the Yayin, the halacha of Kiddush al Yayin, is that the Yayin in general is like Machshev, the Shavach. Right? Yayin is always Chashivas. So in other words, that's the idea in general, you have Shavach al HaKos, right? The Kosh of Bracha. That the Yayin al HaKos is giving Chashivas to the Shavach, which you're doing. So the halacha is, don't just be say Kiddush, stam, just Bidvar. But you should be machshev it through doing a kiddush al hayayin, right? So if you say essentially, what am I doing? I'm doing yayin. I'm sorry, I'm doing kiddush. Essentially, I'm doing kiddush. But the yayin is a kiyum in that, right? It's enhancing the kiddush. So therefore, what's going to come first? First, I'm going to express what am I doing? Essentially, I'm doing kiddush. And then what's going to follow is the yayin, because the yayin is just the dimension to the Kiddush. So it makes sense that you're going to put first that which is the very essence of what I'm doing here. Okay? So that's basically, Shammai's first reason. So now let's try to tackle what's... Now the question is, so that just makes solid, that's solid. Right. I mean, it's hard to imagine why you need another reason. You know what I mean? You say, yeah, there's another framework. Another framework is besides for this conceptual, the essence of the thing is that this is primary and this is secondary. There's also, by the way, it comes at you first. But, so, like, why do you need to make recourse to that? You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like this is intrinsically the entity. You have an entity of Kiddush, which is two parts. The one part is primary, the other part is the second. There's a key in that part. Now, why do you have to go into this thing of that because it comes at you first? Like, what? I mean, if there's nothing, there must be some counter argument you could give, or something, some reason why that first argument doesn't work, which would necessitate the second reason. Like, just say there's another argument, another framework, another way of looking at it. I mean, seem to be, it would be nice if you could supply some halachic reason, something where it falls short and why the second reason comes in. So maybe let me write it. So I think David Senga is that. There's a famous hakira. I mean, I'm going to apply a famous hakira to this discussion. I don't really know how it applies, but it was like I think this is a grizz as a thing about it. The question is how do you understand the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen in Kiddush? Okay. Bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen and Kiddush. Kiddush is two brachas, right? It's Kiddush and Mekadesh Shabbos, so let's say Shabbos and Borei Pri HaGafen. So how do you say Borei Pri HaGafen? Do you say, see, Borei Pri HaGafen is normal, just Berachas Ananim. So do you say, that's what it is? It's a Berachas Ananim. It's really, you're making Kiddush. Kiddush and Mekadesh Shabbos. The halacha is Kiddush has to be all Yayin. So, well, if Yayin, you're going to have to make Borei Pri HaGafen. But essentially, it's a normal Borei Pri HaGafen. Okay? Normal Borei Pri HaGafen. Okay, and there are two brachos. Kiddush happens to have Kaddish Shabbos and Borei Pri HaGafen. Or do you say no, that the Borei Pri HaGafen is a part of the very institution of Kiddush? This is not an ordinary Borei Pri HaGafen. But since the halacha of Kiddush, there's an institution of Kiddush al Yayin, and the Yayin is Machshev the Kiddush, the Borei Pri HaGafen itself is a chelak of Kiddush. And the Kiddush, it's a two-part Kiddush. Okay? The Borei Pri HaGafen itself isn't just Stam and Orm Berachas Ananim, but here the Borei Pri HaGafen has a different identity. It's part of the very Kiddush Sayyam. You can choose Sayyam through Yayin, which is very Pri HaGafen. You know what I mean? A Nafkaminatus, I think this is what the Grizz said, is that well, the question is on Shabbos by Kiddush, if someone's being Motzi, let's say Father's saying Kiddush, so does everybody have to drink? So I believe what the Grizz held is that at night you don't, and at day you do. Okay, why? Because during the day, so it's Sabri Brahman Borei Pri HaGafen. It's Borei Pri HaGafen, that's all it is. That is the Kiddush. The Kiddush is simply you make a Borei Pri HaGafen. So that's Brahman Anim. So Brahman Anim, if I want to make a Brahman Anim and you want to be Yotzei through me, so you have to drink also, because that's the identity. It's Brahman Anim. If you're not being Nana, so then what Shaykhs do you have to my Brahman Anim? So the Hanoah is what relates you to it. So you have to drink. Everyone has to drink. But when it comes to the night one, so I think he held that at night really it's a part of Kiddush. Okay, the second option which we were offering. Okay, that it's really a part of the very Kiddush. And the Kiddush, he answered through Amen, Shemekona. So you don't have to drink. Now it's true that he has to drink because he's saying Borei Pri HaGafen and it's on the Yayin. But essentially, that's just to qualify the you can't say Borei Pri HaGafen without drinking. But since its identity is a different kind of a bracha, so therefore I could simply relate to it without drinking. I can just say Amen, and then I'll be outside. Okay. So what's that's the question. So what's the source here? So what I want to say is that that's and this is what David's saying is that really maybe that's the question here. See, the question is, and that's what Beis Shammai is grappling with. It depends. See, if you want a taina that the Bar Pir Gafen in Kiddush is really a very part of the institution of Kiddush, essentially it's a two part Kiddush, the Yom and the Gafen. So then you have to look at what's the relationship between the parts. And the relationship between the parts is the Kiddush, the Yom is Gorim of the Ayin. Okay, essentially it's an institution of Kiddush, which involves Yayin as a machshiv of the Kiddush. So therefore, what are you going to say? First you're going to do the Yom, and then you're going to say the Ayin. Because that's the essence. The essence is a two-part institution, and you can start with the essential part, and then you can do the second part. Okay, the two, they're related. So you go which one causes which. Okay? But if you're going to tell me that really, no. Really, Kiddush is just Mekadesh HaShabbos. And the Bori Pira Gafen is just brought in Agav Orcha. It's really a normal Berchus Hanen. Normal Berchus Hanen, which happens to be brought in here because Kiddush has to be Al Yayin, and you can't just do a Yayin without Bori Pira Gafen. So now you can't tell me, like, Gorim. Because really, they're two totally different brachos. I mean, it happens to be the reason why I have wine is because of the Kiddush. But that's the bracha of Bori Pira Gafen. What's causing me to make Bori Pira Gafen? Because I'm drinking wine. I'm drinking wine, so I drink wine. I have to make Bori Pira Gafen. There's Berchus Hanen, like any other Berchus Hanen. So I have Berchus Hanen and Bori Pira Gafen, and I have a Kiddush, Mekadesh Shabbos. So which one's going to come first? So then he says, oh, then you're going to have to go by. Then you're just like a guy who has a lot of brachos that he's presented with. So which one are you going to make first? So you make first whichever one comes to you first. Okay, whichever one approaches you first. So the Yom is going to approach you first, because that's right at the Kiddush Yom, right at the onset of the Yom. And the wine is an afterthought. The wine comes afterwards. So that's just Tastava thing. If you face a different person, whatever. You see a rainbow and you hear thunder at the same time. So I don't know. Presumably, whichever one you came first, you make it Rafa first. I mean, that's just only logical. So, but that's, if you argue that there are two separate brachas, then you can't say Gorim. Then they're just really two totally different things. But if you say it's two parts of one institution, then you have to figure out what is their role vis-a-vis this institution. So there's primary and secondary. So you can do primary first, secondary second. So that's what Beis Shammai says is Mesoah. So I'm saying this is Mesoahic. It's always given two reasons. Because within each framework, whichever way you want to say about the Berachos Yayin, the Berachos Gafen, I'll tell you, I'll answer you. Right. It's definitely either way the Kiddush goes first. Either way the Kiddush goes first. That's basically Beis Shammai's argument. So I think with this we could get a framework at least to interpret Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. I mean, we still give Svaras, but so I think Beis Hillel, and this is what I think we're saying, is Beis Shammai has two reasons, Beis Hillel needs two also. Because Beis Hillel has to deal with both of those frameworks. He's saying if you want to say that really it's two parts of one entity of Kiddush, and you Beis Shammai are saying that the Kiddush is the essence, and the Ayin is being caused. No, you're wrong. Beis Hillel says you're wrong. Really, the Ayin is the essence, and the Ayin is causing the Yom. The Ayin is causing the Yom, which has to be explained. What does that mean? But that's what he's arguing in that framework, that it's two parts of one entity. They're arguing what's the essence and which is secondary, which is causing what. Okay. But if you want to tell me, Beis Shammai, that really, they're two totally separate brachos, and therefore you're going to go by which one comes first, which one comes second, practically. No, but if they're two totally different brachos, so now you want to say you're faced with two totally different things. You want to know which one comes first, right? A Bar Pir Gafen, a Berachos Hananim, which is something which is a very common phenomenon, versus Kiddush Hayom, which is only on the day of Kiddush Hayom. Just other Shayin and Tadde, Tadde Kodem. You see, you could only, of course, we still have to explain how he argues the argument, what's that machlokas. But that argument of Tadashen and Tadashen Kodim is only applicable if you say that this is the normal Bar Pir Gafen as Berachos Hananim. Because right. If you say this is the Bar Pir Gafen of Kiddush, then it's not any more Tadir than the Yom is. Because they're both just as equally common. Because they're both only whenever you have Kiddush. But since you want to tell me Beis Shammai, let's turn to the other side. You want to tell me that really it's just a normal Berachos Hananim. Oh, the Berachos Hananim, now you opened up all box. This is the Bar Pir Gafen of all your Ayin. This is Tadir. So he's coming at him. I'll take your. That's why he has to give two answers, because otherwise he's answering Beis Shammai in one framework. But what about Beis Shammai's other framework? Let's say you say that essentially it's Berachos Hananim. You got to counter that. So you say no. So within that framework also, I'm going to argue. I'm going to attack. You know. So basically, what we're faced with now is defining these two machlokes. I mean, on the one hand, you have Machlokes and Misham Beis Hillel. If you say it's one institution of Yain and Kiddush, the question is, which one is Goreim of which? Which, again, Beis Shammai is Mastaber, Beis Hillel is very difficult. Right? And then, the other question is the question about, assuming that they're two totally different brachas, what are you going to go by? Are you going to go that which one which presented itself to you first, or are you going to go by Tadar Shana Tadar? I mean, that's a hard one. You know, it's like, I mean, it's two totally different rules. Are you going to look this rule or that rule? Like, it just, that's hard. But I think first we should start with the first one anyways. I mean, it comes first. Let's start with that. So the question again, Beis Hillel, is what do you mean that the Yayin causes the Kiddush? Because if there's no Yayin, there's no Kiddush. Yeah, but still, the Kiddush is the cause here, really.
Well, so I'm saying like this, is that the question is, when you have, for instance, let's learn this way. Let's learn that simple pshat, that really Kiddush is a Kiddush deoraisa, really could be a bidvar. In Tevila. And the Rabbanon came along and set up a halacha of a Kiddush al Yayin. Okay? Yeah, there are those who argue, but we'll get to that. But let's say that, okay? So the question is, so you did Kiddush, let's say in Shul, and you Yotze Yechiv Kiddush Mentor. Now, why did the Rabbanon, what's the concept of Kiddush Al Yayin? There's no institution of Kiddush Al Yayin. So there's two ways to go. You could say the halacha is that the Chacham didn't want it to be just Kiddush B'dvar. They want, like we said, they want it to be Machshiv the Kiddush. Okay? They were Masakin that since you don't do Kiddush, is a Shevach on the Yom, you should express that in a chashiva kind of a way, through Yayin. That's the Taganovka of Kiddush Al Yayin. Okay? That's Kiddush Al Yayin. So if that's the case, the essence is Kiddush, and it's like a new form of the Chiyuv Kiddush. You chayiv to do Kiddush, not just B'dvarim, but Al Yayin, but essentially it's an institution of Kiddush. So if you look at it that way, that's Beishama, that's just straight. Okay?
Is it an extension?
There's a Chiyuv of Kiddush, but the Kiddush has to be, you have to be Machshiv the Kiddush through Yayin. So therefore, essentially what you're doing is Kiddush, but the Rabbanan gave a new form, an extended form of Kiddush. Not just Avid Varim, but they extended your Chiyuv to Kiddush Al Yayin. Okay, but essentially it's part of the very Chiyuv of Kiddush. Okay? It's another form of the Chiyuv of Kiddush. Okay? But maybe you can say another way. Is that really you could argue that Kiddush is fine. You would say Kiddush 100%. In terms of Kiddush, you did it in Shul, you did it Avid Varim, that would have been fine. Okay, that would have been fine. But the thing is like this, is now you're involved, and Kiddush was what? Kiddush is Shabbos on the Yom HaShabbos, right? Now you're involved in a Suda Shabbos, now you're involved in drinking the wine, and the whole Oneg Shabbos, right? Which is, so Suda Shabbos, which is an entity of Chashivas, right? It's part of the Chashivas of the Yom HaShabbos. So what they were masakin is that you should use that Suda, or that Yayin and the Pas of Shabbos, as a new opportunity to express the uniqueness of Shabbos, to be Mekadesh of Shabbos. In other words, the involvement of the activity of Shabbos, which brings out the unique character of Shabbos, is Mechayev you to use that in Shabbat HaShem about the Yom HaShabbos. Okay? And so, for instance, let's assume a Nafkin would be, let's say a guy was fasting on Shabbos. Okay, let's say a Tainus Kalom. Okay, Tainus Kalom. So, if, according to the first way of arguing, that really, that they will set up that you shouldn't just be Mekadesh B'Dvarim, you should be Mekadesh with Nechashiv away. So the guy would be fasting, he'd lose out on that kiyum. He'd really be lacking. He'd be lacking because he doesn't have the real form of the Kiddush. Look, he can't do it. But according to the second way, they're saying that really the Kiddush is complete. The only thing is now that you're being involved in this Udas Shabbos, which is a chashiv element in the Yom HaShabbos, so they said you should utilize that institution as a new opportunity to raise the Shabbat of the Yom. So then if the guy's fasting, you're not involved in that. So whatever, there's no reason to do it. Whereas the Yayin is actually the Mechayiv, the Shemineshi Yayin, Gorem Lekiddush Shetayomer. That the reason why you're saying it is because you're involved in Yayin, or Pas, that's what he's saying, or Pas. In other words, it's the involvement in the institution of Shabbos, which is the Mechayev. Like, it would be like, I just thought of an example, maybe just like a mundane example. Like, let's say you say it's a guy's birthday. You know, so he comes to the morning of his birthday, say happy birthday. Okay? Now, fine, you'll say happy birthday. You said happy birthday. Now, how many times you have to say it, really, right? But then you have a party for the guy. And at the party, now you're going to say, you got happy birthday, right? You say, yeah, but you already said happy birthday in the morning, right? But the thing is, no, it's not, you're right, you already fulfilled your happy birthday. But now this party is a party of his birthday. So it's a new opportunity for you to express the happy birthday. You know what I mean?
But the generator of that is the party.
Exactly. The generator is the party. If there were no party, you wouldn't have to make a party to say happy birthday. It's just, now that we're doing a birthday, which his whole focus is his birthday, so it kind of brings into play that that's the only right, that we should say happy birthday. You know what I mean? So similarly, that's what I'm saying, is that it's not pshat that, they still argue, it's not pshat that the Chum demanded you have to do Kiddush Aliyah. No, you can do Kiddush. Kiddush is fine and not a bit bad. Kiddush with Dvarim would have been fine. The only thing is now there's a halacha of Suda Shabbos, of Omek Shabbos, you're doing a whole activity which embodies the whole uniqueness of Shabbos. It's a accomplishment, you know, the Suda Shabbos. So you should utilize the Suda Shabbos, this dimension of Shabbos, will be a vehicle of really bringing out the Shabbat on the Yom HaShabbos. So that's, if that's the case, it's, what's really the cause here? The cause is that you're involved in the Yayin. So therefore the Baruch on the Yayin is going to come first. You're involved in the Yayin, or the, you're giving Shabbat on this Yayin, which is the Yayin of Suda Shabbos. And then you express, you use that institution now to give Shabbat on the Yom. But that's really the afterthought. The Yom is the afterthought. First you give Shabbat on the Pas, on the Yayin, whatever it is. Okay? Now it could be with this, while we're here, I think maybe the other machlokas will just pop right out. Okay?
Oh boy.
Okay, how so? So what was Beis Shammai's argument? Yeah, that the order. The order. So he's saying is that, the question is, how do you look at the ayin, right? So he said is that, if you look at the ayin as really a part of the very mitzvah of Kiddush, so then. Then Beis Shammai said that the Yom is going to come first, right? Because the Yom is the essence. That's why he looked at it, that the Yom is the essence, and it's the Mechayiv, your Machshiv, the Kiddush through the Dvarim. So if that's the way you look at it, so then essentially with the Chiyuv of Kiddush, of Kiddush Al Yayin, is really there's the Chiyuv of Kiddush, which takes on a new form. Okay, it's the Chiyuv of Kiddush, but it has to be done b'derech Hashiv, right? So when did that Chiyuv of Kiddush set itself up? When did that Chiyuv Kiddush
set
up? When the Yom came. Because essentially it's the Darabonan form of Chiyuv Kiddush. So when did the Chiyuv Kiddush kick in? Right when the Yom began. Right? Now, and when did the Bar Pirgafen emerge? Later, when you set the table, right? But if you say like Beis Hillel, that really the Chiyuv Kiddush you were 100% Yotzei. The Chiyuv Kiddush which came when the Yom emerged, that you were Yotzei when you said davening in Shul. Okay? Now that you're involved in Seudas Shabbos, that's a mechayev of you to mention the Kiddush. If you use the Seuda to express Kiddush, now I'll ask you, which one came first? They came at the same time, really. They came at the same time. Because whereas now that you're involved, conceptually the Seuda is primary. But in time, when did I have to make the Brit Pirgafen? When I wanted to have the Seuda. When did I want to have to make the Kiddush? When I had the Seuda. The Seuda is mechayev me to give Shabbat on the Seuda and to use the Seuda to express the Kedushas Hayom. So now, in time, they came at the same time. Now, it's true, conceptually, if they're a unit, then the first way of looking at it, if they're a unit, the primary part of the unit is the Seuda. The primary part of the unit is the Seuda. But if you want to say that really one's a Berchus Ananim and one's a Berchus Bracha of the Yom, and they're distinct, so they're not a unit. Now you're faced with two brachos which presented themselves to you simultaneously. So now you can't say anymore which one came first. They both came at the same time. So now how are you going to have to determine? So now you're going to have to say Tad Hashem Tad, you know what I mean? So will Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai's principle that if you're faced with one first and another second, you don't say Tad Hashem Tad Kodem? That's a primary reason. You're faced with this. You don't start running to the other one because it's Tadir. But Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, it really did come first. Because it came right when the Yom emerged. So therefore it came first. So you do that and then you do the other one. But according to Beis Hillel, it didn't come first. Because since the Kiddush you were Yotzei, your Kiddush was kicked in at the Yom's emergence, so you were Yotzei. The only thing is now they're having a Suda. They both emerge simultaneously. So now you're a deadlock in terms of that argument. So now you're going to have to make use to the generic argument of Tosh and Tadda. So that's it.